Let's be people that are motivated by the Spirit, because the Spirit, the mindset of the Spirit brings life and peace, and the mindset of the flesh brings death. Welcome to the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Nilsson, speaker, author, and yes, life coach. We live in a noisy world with a million external influences vying for our attention. This is the space where we can quiet the noise, sort out our thoughts through honest conversation, and discover what it looks like to take aligned, faith-filled action in a world of endless possibilities. Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. Why is today's show so special? I'm glad you asked. It's because we are celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the launch of this show that was launched in April of 2023, and we are now in April of 2024. So happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast. Happy birthday to us. I say us because this is not just me talking to myself at a blank screen in, you know, the basement of my house. This is me talking with you, engaging with you, and I'm so thankful for those of you that have reached out to me, that have scheduled calls, that have written reviews on Apple Podcasts, and I am loving this particular review that was written just a little while back. It said, Megan's Kingdom Life Coaching Podcast has this girl fired up and ready to take action on all the with God dreams I've been burying deep in my heart. So I'm not exactly sure who you are that wrote this, but what are your with God dreams? I love that so much. And if they've been buried in your heart, and now is the time for them to come on out into the sunlight so that you can bless other people and have a kingdom impact in this world, then I am your number one biggest fan and supporter. And, you know, if you need some help finding the strategy, getting over any mindset blocks or fear or hesitancy that might be stopping you from getting those with God dreams out in the world, then track me down, schedule a call. You know the drill, because I would love to help you with that. But I'm so thankful for a year of walking this journey with you. I've learned a lot, and I'm super excited for the year to come. And as always, the door is open. Message me on social media, find my calendar link on my website, and track me down. Let me know, what are you loving? What do you have more questions about? And I want to make this a space that is very relevant to you, that you look forward to, that's helpful, that adds value. So please, by all means, let me know what you would like to hear, and I will do my very best to figure out how to do that for you and make it as relevant and as exciting for you as possible. So if you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, you know that I have been drilling down into some very key questions. A couple of episodes ago, it was, why does this matter? That was last week or 2 weeks ago. Why does it matter what you're thinking and you're feeling? How can you use that question to help you navigate whether you are to dive in and say yes to something and commit, or whether you are supposed to walk away? Why does it matter? And then after that, we were talking about times and seasons. How can you find your mind paying attention to the Kairos time rather than just the chronological time? Chronological time is that clock ticking away day after day, you know, taking time away from us. And yet the Kairos time is asking God the question, God, what are you doing? Show me your kingdom perspective that's deeper and wider and just more dynamic than what I'm seeing and experiencing right now. And today, on the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, I want to ask you the question, what motivates you? What motivates you? Why is this an important question? Simply put, what motivates you is the reason that you do anything at all in this world. Are you motivated to get up early and go exercise and spend time with the Lord? Are you motivated by getting more sleep? Sleep is important, right? So are you motivated by eating a certain way or being in relationships with certain people? What are you motivated by? You know, they talk about intrinsic motivation, the things that are inside your heart and your mind that will motivate you just because you want it. And then there's extrinsic motivation, which are all the outside benefits. What kind of success or what will you achieve from the outside by doing what you're doing, saying what you're saying, being who you're being, right? So I was reading through Romans the other day. Romans chapter 8 is by far like top chapter in the Bible. I absolutely love it. And I was reading out of the Passion Translation. And as I was reading these verses, this question, what motivates you, hit me. And here's why. So in Romans chapter 8 in the Passion Translation, I'm going to start with, let's start with verse 4. It says, so now every righteous requirement of the law can be fulfilled through the anointed one living his life in us. So Paul is saying, listen, Jesus, the anointed one, is living his life in you. So all the requirements of the law are now fulfilled in Jesus. And we are free to live not according to our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 5, those who are motivated by the flesh only pursue what benefits themselves. But those who live by the impulses of the Holy Spirit are motivated to pursue spiritual realities. Verse 6, for the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. Right here in these several verses, Romans 8, verses 4, 5, and 6, Paul is laying out a fantastic picture of this question, why does it matter what motivates you? Because all of us, living this side of heaven, have a choice. Are we motivated by what the world can give us, by this temporary reality? Are we motivated by that? Or are we motivated by the things of the Spirit? We don't have to live according to our flesh. Our flesh is beautiful. God created. We are all created in the image of God. But this sacred journey, this spiritual formation process, this life of faith, is actually a pilgrimage, a road, a journey for those who are thirsty for more of God. So you all know, maybe you heard me talk about this before. I love the Sensible Shoes series. And in one of her very first books, she has this quote that I loved. It said, the sacred journey is a pilgrimage for those who are thirsty for more of God. This journey is for all who are dissatisfied with living on the surface and who want to travel deeper into God's heart. We invite you to come and explore spiritual disciplines, as we seek to create sacred space for God. This was a spiritual director character speaking in this book. But she's saying this journey of spiritual formation is for all who are dissatisfied with living on the surface and want to travel deeper into the heart of God. And that's what I think that Paul is speaking about in this passage of Romans as well. Are you dissatisfied by the things of the flesh, by the things that pass away, by the things that are just temporary? If you're not dissatisfied by them, then you're probably not listening to this podcast, first of all. So bless and release. You probably never even found me in the first place. Probably the reason that you're here, that you're listening today, is because you are dissatisfied. You understand that surface level living in the way that the world presents it, in the way that the world offers it, can only go so far. You're tired of shallow conversations, of small talk all the time, and you want to travel deeper into the heart of God and deeper into the heart of other people, and you want to connect in new ways. So those who are motivated by the flesh pursue the flesh, only what benefits themselves. But those who live by the impulse of the Spirit are motivated to pursue spiritual realities. Why do you do what you do? Why do you live the way you live? Why does it matter? And if you love the Lord, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, then you do it because you understand that the Holy Spirit brings peace and life and the flesh brings death. We're living in a day, in an age where mindset, the word mindset, is absolutely probably a top keyword in what people are searching for, what they're talking about. There's mindset coaches. There are mindset coaches out there to help you get over the blocks of the flesh, the lies that you're believing or allowing to have control over your life. And guess what? The lies of the flesh bring death. That's why the mindset coach comes in and says, what lies are you believing? What is the truth? Let's dig into the truth. Let's live into the truth. Basically, what these mindset coaches are doing is exactly what Paul is saying that the Holy Spirit does for us, that Jesus can do for us, because the mindset controlled by the flesh is death, and the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. So how do we do that? How do we begin to differentiate the mindset of the flesh and the mindset of the Spirit? I would say that there are a few things that you can be paying attention to. So, number one, at the risk of beating a dead horse around here, pay attention to what you're paying attention to. Why do you think episode after episode, week after week, I'm drilling down into these foundational questions that you can be asking yourself about how you're living your life? Is because these foundational questions, like, why does it matter? God, what are you doing here? These things help us pay attention to what we're paying attention to. Journaling, walking, getting quiet, not allowing the noise of the world, not allowing the constant to-do list, the constant barrage of pings and emails and texts and all the things. Listen, this is the world we're living in. People are going to need to get a hold of you. We are living at a speed of communication that is we haven't seen probably ever. So that is the reality, but you don't have to fall prey to the reality that you need to be available in every moment of every day. You can take some time to stop and pay attention and ask the Lord, what are you doing here? Understanding that He's always speaking to you, but what do you need to do to pay attention? You need to slow down, stop for a minute, and give more than just lip service to what God is saying. So how do you slow down and how do you stop? This is a very important question because the world does not want you to stop. Because when you stop, then you start thinking, wait, what the world is offering me does not really satisfy. I don't really need all of the things that the world is offering. And then the world gets pretty mad about that because the world benefits from you being hurried and rushed and consuming every single solitary thing. The world benefits, the world makes money, the world gains attention when you pay attention to it. But when you stop and you slow down and you think, okay, this Christian journey, this Christian life is about more than just saying, hey, yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christ follower. That's cool. It's about more than lip service. Then if you really want to take this thing seriously, you stop. You slow down, and then you get off autopilot. So funny, I've been in, I don't know if any of you have been to Phoenix or San Francisco these days. I hear that they are marketing this thing in LA too, but there's this company called Waymo, and these are driverless cars. There is not a single solitary person in these cars, and it's super creepy to see them driving around the streets. There's these white cars with like big sensors all over the cars, on top of the cars. It looks like a big like weather vehicle or something like that. It's not a big vehicle, but like with all the sensors on top of it. And they follow the rules of the road. They are cars that are on autopilot. And yet I have heard reports that in Phoenix, there was a crash of these two cars that are not driven by anybody. Nobody's in charge except for the computer. And so they were on autopilot. They crash. What does that look like for us to get on autopilot where we're just like punching it in? There's just some sort of pre-programmed thoughts, pre-programmed ideas running our life. And we have the distinct risk of crashing into something or on the other side of that coin, just being numb and not experiencing life to the degree that you could really experience it because you're just on autopilot. You're just kind of doing the things you've always done. And what does Dr. Phil say? I feel like he's like the guru of this. Like, how's that working for you? How is life on autopilot being hustle and hurry and doing all the things? How's that working for you? In your heart of hearts, if your answer is, you know what? it's actually not working for me because I'm stressed and I'm burned out and I don't have time to be with the people that I truly love and to do the things that I want to do and to really dig into those with God dreams and get them out into the world. My creativity is stunted. Then I would challenge you to get off autopilot and take some time to look and to listen. Not just looking around in the natural sense, but beginning to look and listen in the supernatural, in the spiritual sense, with the eyes of, and ears of your heart. Because this path of deep transformation, it's not a linear one. It's not necessarily that chronological chronos time. Yes, that is what you are experiencing. But it is about the journey. It's about old things passing away. New things are being born. There's a constant season of that. One of my very favorite passages in scripture is that no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Why? Because in the ancient days, they would have the wineskin, like the sheepskin, and then they would create it into a little bladder, right, that you could pour the wine into. But when the wine was out, then like any kind of leather or material, it begins to crack, just kind of like my fingers in Colorado in the wintertime that begin to crack. That's what would happen to the old wineskin. And if you put new wine into it, like, hey, you know what? Let's reduce, reuse, recycle. We're going to like reuse this wineskin. You pour the new wine in there, then the new wine is going to expand. There's oxygen in there. I don't know all the chemical, you know, mumbo jumbo that happens, but you understand it's going to expand. And if the container that is holding it, this old wineskin that is cracked and dry, it would burst. And then what happens? The new wine goes everywhere. Nobody gets to enjoy it because now it is not in your body. It is on the ground. So Jesus was saying, you have to put new wine, a new creation, a new product, a new thing into the world, into new wine skin. So I truly believe that as you are listening to this, we are constantly being made new. Every day, if we are open to it, if we are stopping and listening and paying attention and asking God what He's doing and saying, why does this matter? If you are motivated by the things of the Spirit, you have the distinct possibility of experiencing more of God's presence, more of His Spirit, or at least being aware of it, right? Because I think you experience His presence, but when we're on autopilot or we're not paying attention, we don't really know what we're experiencing because our flesh is blocking the sensors, the sensory perception of that experience. But when you wake up every morning and think, oh man, okay, here's what the chronological time is saying. Here's what I'm experiencing. But God, I am motivated by living by the Spirit, and I know that you're here with me day after day. You promise that you are in my body. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Then how can you live motivated by that? So I think it's really fascinating to be diving into this today on this 1 year anniversary. And in the months to come, I have a really exciting series that actually God put on my heart quite a while ago and is reminding me of some of the things that I've been learning. And He is really prompting me to bring that to you all. And I'll give you a little bit of a teaser. It's going to be focused around the reason that we do anything in the Christian faith. What are we motivated by? There's so much gold in scripture that shows us the connection between what is true, who God is, who Jesus is, what He says, and the reason that we need to believe it, that we are, what are we motivated by? If we know the character of God, what difference does that make in our daily life, in your daily life? So I'm going to be diving into that. Why does it matter? It matters so that you can experience true life, so that you can experience the abundance, so you can be deeper connected to God and other people. Why does it matter? God, what are you doing? And what are you motivated by? So take some time. If you've got some time this week or in the coming days, start to map out, start to think about all the things that are going on in your life right now. When you think about your relationships, your job, your family, your friends, your church, what are you motivated by? Why are you motivated to go to church? Why are you motivated to pay attention to your family? Why are you motivated to go to work? What is the motivation for why you're doing what you're doing? And then if there is any discrepancy in there, if you're like, man, my motivation is actually super self-focused, I'm finding that in this particular area, it's all about me or what I can gain or what I can experience. Listen, God wants you to have abundant life. So if this is not about, you know, being a martyr in the sense that you are now going to be an empty shell of a human being. No, we are to live from an overflowing cup. So what are you motivated by? Do you understand that the Spirit brings life, that when you ask Him to come into your heart and to be paying attention to the things of the Spirit every day, you can experience more of Him and He will direct your path. He will talk to you about what to say yes to and what to say no to. He will help you. He will bring thoughts into your mind to creative solutions for your business, creative solutions for your family. Listen, I can't even tell you the number of times that I've been praying for my kids and really at my wit's end about something. And then God absolutely brings in a circumstance by which I never would have scripted it myself. But then all of a sudden, maybe they've gotten in trouble about something. And I'm thinking, oh man, here we go again. And then what happens in that moment, there can be a connection at a deeper level that I couldn't have manufactured by myself because of the circumstances. Now, maybe what I'm saying is making sense. Maybe it's not making sense, but here's the deal. The question I'm putting before you today is, what are you motivated by? Are you motivated by the things of the flesh? Own it. Are you motivated by the things of the Spirit? Press into it. What does that look like? So I would love to hear from you. What are you motivated by? Do you know what it looks like to live by the Spirit and find life and peace? Or are you frustrated and anxious because you're like, oh man, that sounds amazing. This reality that you describe, this possibility that you describe, Megan, sounds pretty cool, but I don't know how to do that. I'm so comfortable and all I know is listening to my flesh. What does it look like to walk by the Spirit? So I would love to connect with you in any way, shape, or form. So again, head to my website, meganbnelson.com. And listen, if you've got some with God dreams, as this listener is describing, that you have deep-seated in your heart, man, maybe you've always wanted to write a book. Maybe that. What is the new wine that's coming into your life? Is it a message that you're meant to share through a podcast or through a written book? Or are you supposed to bring something new into the world through your art or through a relationship or through volunteering? You name it, the list goes on. But if you feel like God is bringing new wine into your spirit and you're not quite sure how to really put it into a new wineskin because you are so used to your old ways, you are so used to your old ways of thinking, and the way that people around you are behaving and acting, and you don't know what that looks like, then I would love to connect with you and talk to you about that too. So let's be people that are motivated by the Spirit, because the Spirit, the mindset of the Spirit brings life and peace, and the mindset of the flesh brings death and decay. So, hey, isn't that a really happy note to end on? I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. And I can't wait to dive into the new series with you. Why do we follow this life of faith? What is the payoff? What is the benefit? That is what we're going to be looking into over the coming weeks. And I can't wait to share more and hear from you. So thank you for being along the journey with me over this year. Here's to another one. Let's go. Thank you so much for listening. If this episode challenged or inspired you, I would be honored if you would rate it and leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts so others can hang out with us too. If you'd like to connect at a deeper level, you can find me on Instagram at Megan_Nelson or head to my website, meganbnelson.com, and schedule a free curiosity and connection call. Let's keep the conversation going.